so there's no reason to wait. So celebrate a fresh start with the new year in a new McBride home. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
She's famous. She's infamous. She alleges to have spent more time with the president than the current press corps. Stormy Daniels loves St. Louis so much, she's back at PT's Country Rock Cabaret Friday, February 1st and Saturday the 2nd with two shows each night starting at 8:30. But get there early because last time she sold the joint out. She has merchandise to buy or bring her own Stormy items for her to sign. PT's Country Rock Cabaret is 5 minutes from the Arch. A great time will be had by all.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality here in St. Louis.
Dave, is low T treatment covered by insurance?
It absolutely can be. If it's recommended by a doctor and you follow the proper guidelines, then insurance covers it.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts the cost of treatment in reach for any guy.
Yeah, most of our guys are blue collar guys, swinging a hammer, police officers, different things like that. It makes it affordable for every man that needs it.
To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
Vineyards Playhouse is on.
Here we go.
Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in.
Places, everyone. Places.
Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners.
It's showtime.
There's no fun left on.
Now we have a winner already. Yeah.
Pigs in space.
What?
Pigs in space.
Pigs in space from the Muppets.
Yeah. Not familiar. Boy, there's so much that I just don't know. I'm so out of it. Maybe it's because I'm old. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 30th Deep Freeze Edition. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Window World. Look, folks, this would be the time to just make a note. Call Window World, okay? This is the weather where that window, this is the test. You know whether or not it's time. Just get on with it. Set it up. Make the appointment. Be ready by spring for new windows. Let's do this. What do you say?
Hey!
At the control board, let me tell you something, folks. A lot of people think, well, those little British guys, they're kind of delicate and they're, you know, not very manly. This guy gets up, and what time were you in the chair at Ballast Dental Care? By
8:30.
What time? 8:30. He was in the chair, called at 7. They were there waiting for him, had a root canal. And then you think, oh, well, had a root canal, and it's so cold, he probably had to go home and go to bed. No. He came right in here to work to run this control board. Mm-hmm. He is Trevor Limey, Limestone Phillips. Say hello to everyone, you man among men. I'm sorry. I got so caught up in how manly you are, I forgot to say that you lived for 19 years in Great Britain. And let's do this again. Okay. Hey, edit that out. Can you edit that out? Because it makes me sound stupid.
I got
like
you.
I forgot. Oh,
edit
it out.
Radio edit.
He's a man among men, and even though he was in Great Britain for 19 years, where there are a lot of sort of not-so-manly men, he's not one of them. He's an American. He was born here. 10 of those years, he was in Birmingham, England. Say hello to Mr. Root Canal himself, Trevor Limestone Limey, Phillips Limey. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you have a great day out there. The snow is coming down, so please drive safe.
It is. Look outside.
It really
crazy.
Is. It really is.
Well, but it's not supposed to be.
It's not going to be like the snow we had the other day, but you're going to get the overconfident drivers and the drivers that are scared, and it's just a bad combination.
And I love it when Frank says you spent 19 years in Birmingham, England. 10 of those in Birmingham, England.
I know.
Hold on. All right. Dan,
did you have a root canal today, Frank?
Dan, I want you to look at your screen. Can you look at your screen?
Yeah.
All right, I want you to look at it, and I want you. All right, hang on, folks. We have.
Oh, the F word.
No, unbelievable. No. It's a. It's I'm sending you a message about Bill. I just need a yes or a no. Just give me a yes or no.
Oh, I sent I sent.
See, this thing's not working. It's not working here.
Oh, really?
Forget it, folks. Yeah, it has something. It's a long story.
Bill will be on the phone today. That's what I sent.
I was trying
you.
To find out where he was, and I didn't get the thing. And
oh.
My screen screwed. Okay, whatever. Okay, let's move on here now to the man who is the air. Oh, edit that out, because I messed up the Great Britain thing. Edit that out. We're going to do that again.
Radio edit.
That's right, he's a man among men, and even though he spent 19 years in Great Britain and 10 of those in Birmingham, England.
Like the first
That's
one.
That's right. Now, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
All right, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan,
I only had a brain.
Say hello to your sponsor. I'm all screwed up. My timing is all screwed up today. I don't know. What is wrong with me?
I would
Holy
like to
mackerel.
Say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. Have you thought about when you'd like to retire?
I have.
Frank, nope. Have you?
I'm thinking about it right now. I'm thinking about it.
Well, call Mark and Jason. It's 636-695-2650.com. No, not yet.
Oh.
Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Right, now before I introduce Tim, I thought I understood Bill to say he had like a speaking engagement at 6 or something. What the heck?
Yes.
It's only 5:16. Unprofessional.
Probably has to get there a little early to get things
the
set.
Cold.
Cold, and he has books to set up because he's going to do a book signing, I'm sure.
Okay. We think anybody will even be there? Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't we so if he gets there and the same number of people there who applaud for him every day? He walks out and he hears that same.
Man.
Well, we can show you what it'll sound like. Folks, we're so glad to have with us on this cold day to sign books and speak to you, Bill Clavlin.
It could very well be with the snow.
If he's listening right now, he's probably crying, hurt his feelings or something. This next man was let go. Actually, he resigned from 590 The Fan. That lasted exactly 2 days, and thank goodness it did. And he's back. And he's back once again, as our newsman, as our news director, as our head of research for the large morning show in the afternoon here at 590 The Fan, as the digital clock resetter. But he didn't always do this. He was not always in radio. No, at one time he was a night cook at Denny's. He sold knives door to door. That's right, door to door salesman. He sold beer as a vendor at Busch Stadium. He was a disc jockey at a roller skating rink. But now he's here, and in addition to all the things I mentioned, he's also an author of the book, the very funny book, Bad Mood, Good Mood. And I think that's all. I don't think he does anything else. Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your fantastic sponsor, who I would imagine is pretty busy today.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd like to say hi and a big thank you to Matheny Heating and Cooling. 77 years serving St. Louis County and St. Charles County. They will install on work on all makes and models of your heating and cooling system. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Call 314-727-9000 or go to MatheneyHeatCool.com. And I'd like to say a special hello to the wife of Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Ma'am, there's only two dogs that sleep in my bed, and there's room for a third one. Email me, Tim, at gatewaypi.net.
Oh, man. Wow.
Whoa. Oh.
Whoa.
Hey, Frank, do you realize you said that Tim was from Birmingham, England?
No, I didn't. Don't do that to me. I've got enough trouble trying to figure out why my mind is going. I don't, please. Because you know what? If you say that, I actually think I might have. Oh, my goodness. I'm off today. Let's see. Yes, somebody's not with us, but he'll be with us in a moment on the phone. So let's move right on over to Hebe Jimenez, who's in charge of security. Bernice. is in heaven.
You horse is hind end.
And Rat Boy says there's not much that's good about weather when it's this cold, and not many things that are safe outside, but he sort of likes it because he actually keeps outside right now and it saves space in his cellar. What do you put out? What do you set outside?
Cheese.
He can actually put cheese outside and not eat up all the space in his cheese cellar because, you know, a cold won't hurt certain types of cheese. So Rat Boy is not nearly as miserable as a lot of people. Now, I think there's some instruments that cannot be played in cold weather. Dan, you're a musician. If it's bitter, bitter cold, like especially some brass instruments, your lips will like freeze to the thing. And I think it affects the tone and the tuning of instruments. Yeah. We don't have to worry about that because we have a complete studio outfitted specifically and built for the guys you're listening to now playing this fantastic polka music. We will never let them have to play in the cold. And I'm talking about the fantastic Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah.
Hey, Frank, I've got a job for Rat Boy. He needs to get some of that cheese over to the folks at Ameren.
That's right, Rat Boy.
But he needs to get some cheese over to the folks at Ameren big time because, I don't know if you heard this, 5,000 people in the Fenton and High Ridge area have been without power all day, and this is a big story on the local news stations. People are staying in their cars to stay warm because their houses are getting down into the 30 degrees temperature-wise. They've been without power all day. Ameren just had a vice president make a statement to a member of one of the TV stations here in town on their website. They're blaming it on a mouse that ate through a cord.
A mouse.
They are blaming it on a mouse. This is a statement from the Ameren Vice President Kevin Anders. We had a mouse that chewed through some control cable at a substation in Jefferson County and upset the instrumentation in that substation. 5,000 people without power all day on this day in Fenton and High Ridge because of that.
Mm. Wow. You have to hope that that mouse, when he bit into that, was immediately electrocuted. If not, they should hunt him down and have a public execution for what he did. No, I'm not kidding. For what he has done to people, if there's ever a time you don't want your electricity to go out so that you have no heat, it would be, now. Oh my goodness, is that unbelievable?
How little mouse. The mouse.
Squirrels do that too. Yeah. Squirrels eat through cables. And why do they like wires and cables so much? And I guess they know it's a mouse. I guess they could tell by the damage. I guess they're trained to know, that's a squirrel, that's a mouse, that's whatever that ate through that. Well, for you folks, my goodness, I hope that even Matheny can't get your power back on. But for the rest of you, if it's just a matter of the system is old and worn out and hasn't been serviced and is not keeping up, you know who to call. You know who to call. If you're AM and the PM, you're not going to call anybody but Matheny Heating and Cooling. Give them that number again, Tim. You have that number, 314-727-9000. That's exactly right. 9,000 Matheny Heating and Cooling. We're brought to you by Window World. Now, once again, hats off to the meteorologist on St. Louis Television who said last night, close your windows and doors during this wet weather. I'm telling you, man. That's some great advice that I certainly never would have thought to do, is close the windows and doors. Window World. There are several reasons that a product or company shoots to the top in a relatively short period of time. That doesn't happen because of just any one thing. In the case of Window World, it happened because, one, it's a fantastic product. Two, it's an affordable product, which means it's a great value. Three, it's backed up by a lifetime warranty. Four, they've got a mountain of testimonials from people who say, my goodness, this is some of the best money we ever spent. It's a great investment. They're great windows. Add to that the good housekeeping seal of approval. And there you have it. You have Window World. And as hard as they may try, none of the other window companies, replacement window companies, can put out a product of this quality for this price. They just can't. Some of them try, and some of them try to cut corners by hiring, as they need them, they subcontract with installers. Now, Window World has their own people because, like a lot of things, if you don't do it right, You know, I don't care how good the shingles are. If you try to put them on and roof your house yourself, it's not going to go well. If you try to put your own windows in, it's not going to go well. And if somebody who doesn't do it all the time and isn't familiar with it puts them in, it's not going to be right. So they have their own people do it because they want it right. Because if they had to make good on that warranty, you know, all the time, constantly replacing windows, they'd have been out of business 10 years ago. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
I believe he's at a library, is that right? One of the county libraries or something?
So. Yeah, in Chesterfield, I believe.
Well, live from Chesterfield, Missouri. A guy who is brought to you by Window World. Once again, WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. If you want more information from Chesterfield at a library in Chesterfield, ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clevelin.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. When do you speak? Six?
Well, the first thing that I have to say is it is so cold in here.
How cold is it?
Yeah. Well, when you say it's so cold in here, aren't you inside?
No, he said.
No, you missed my joke. Oh my God, you really are off today.
He went so.
Oh,
cold.
Making fun of me. I try to ignore people who make fun of me. I just shut it out. I automatically shut it out. Yeah.
It's so cold. It's so cold. I'm shivering like a mobster in a tax office.
Oh, that's good. That's almost
so
as good
cold,
as a
I had to break the smoke off my chimney. So cold it is. It's so cold. I had to open the refrigerator to heat the house.
These are good.
So
you didn't write
Lady
these.
Liberty, it's so cold that Lady Liberty put her torch inside her dress to see how cold it is.
He worked
it's
on the song.
It's so cold.
Right?
Prisoners are begging for the electric chair. It's cold. Very cold.
Oh my God.
It's so cold that roosters are rushing into KFC and begging to use the pressure cooker. It's so cold. It's so cold. Richard Simmons started wearing pants today.
Oh.
Very, very
is
cold.
Is he still alive?
It's so cold I chipped my tooth on my soup. It's so
these
cold
are so
I saw
good.
An Amish guy today. But why? Yes, I mean, I want to roll here. It's
go
so
ahead.
Cold. I saw an Amish guy buying an electric blanket.
It's so
it's
cold.
It's so cold. I saw a rap star pull his pants up.
It's so cold. Bill milked a cow and got ice cream.
Okay, this is my thing. I'm
yeah.
This thing.
Shut
you
up, Tim.
Butt in. Mike Hogg.
Tim
Mike Hogg. Yeah. It's so cold, Tim is farting snowflakes.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. It's so cold, trees are chopping themselves into firewood.
Good Lord.
It's so cold, cops are tasing themselves. Yeah. It's so cold, lawyers have their hands in their own pockets.
Good.
It's so cold, the mailmen out there are watching today for both dogs and polar bears. Cold. Very cold.
Well,
yeah, that one's not
yeah,
there.
That one.
There we go. And there's
that
the end
one.
Of that.
You
throw that one out.
Right. Yeah.
I'll stop. Yeah. I know.
And those jokes were actually very good. They were so funny, we could tell you didn't write any of them.
Yeah. And I never was very good at finding the right closer for the segment.
You picked the wrong one.
Thought today we talk a little bit about the hottest place in the United States, or at least the place that has the hottest reported high temperature ever in the United States. I assume we all know the answer to this.
Death Valley?
Wichita, Kansas.
Yeah. Either Needles, California, Needles, California, or Death Valley, something like that?
Yeah, Dan had it correct. Death Valley. The temperature reached 136.4 degrees. July 10th.
I'm going to say 10th, Death Valley.
1913. Nice job.
Whoa, hold on, Bill. That's impossible. Yeah. That's impossible. 1913, that's impossible because global warming was never even mentioned by then, and now we're enduring global warming. So that's you're wrong. It could not have been that hot in 1913.
You're right.
You made a mistake. Yeah, fake news.
You caught me. You caught me. So some interesting things about Death Valley, and some of these I did not know until today. I thought that really there wouldn't be much of anything alive in Death Valley, just knowing the temperature and the terrain. But apparently it's home to over 1,000 different species of plants that are there. So lots of different wildlife, at least as far as plants go. But the interesting thing is most of the plants have roots that shoot down about 100 feet into the ground, so they're able to grab some moisture, because obviously it doesn't rain. I think they only had one year, like 1925 or 23 or something like that, where they had absolutely no rain, but usually it's about an inch or 2 inches. Go ahead and show them what 2 inches looks like, Frank.
Good. That's real funny. Whoa. I think you're thinking of Dan. Dan, why don't you show him? Here, Dan, you show him what 2 inches looks like. Go ahead. And there you go. And that's thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
More fake news. I'm sorry. So there's also a thing in there in Death Valley. So they experience, or part of Death Valley experiences what I would call, or I'm using air quotes here, you can't see me, a tsunami when earthquakes happen in other parts of the world. So there's a deep water-filled chasm in Death Valley National Park, and it's called Devil's Hole, and it's known for a particular type of fish that's been there like 20,000 years. But what's interesting is that whenever there is an earthquake, or at least a significant earthquake anywhere else in the world, the water in this particular hole starts like acting up and like a tsunami type of thing. Like it's moving around and shaking all. And I can't explain that phenomenon to you. But so whenever earthquakes, big earthquakes happen anywhere in the world, things are going on there in Death Valley. So I don't know exactly why that is.
What is a chasm?
I think you meant to say chasm. I think you meant to say chasm.
Chasm. Chasm.
Chasm. Tatum.
Yeah.
He's an actor.
No, hold on. Bill, don't laugh at that. That's not funny.
Sorry, I can't. Frostbite making me laugh. I'm not a Star Wars guy, but they filmed some of the Star Wars episodes there, in particular the 1977 Star Wars film, New Hope. That was filmed there. They filmed about 12 or 15 different scenes inside Death Valley. Now, Death Valley got its name because in 1849, there was a group of pioneers who were looking for gold out west, and they got lost in Death Valley. And
Valley
so they just
so
were sort of,
low. No, that's if we say down in the valley.
Sorry, my bad.
He had a root canal. Bill.
Down in Death Valley, they were, yeah. And apparently only one of the members of their party actually died, but they were under the assumption that they were all going to die, and they ended up naming this place Death Valley.
You mentioned shooting New Hope. They are shooting the sequel, New Crosby, out there, too.
I hear that.
Thanks, everybody.
And not only that, Frank, I hear that's featuring the brother of Chasm Tatum, Abyss Tatum.
Oh, man. They also dig down deep in Death Valley. They dig down there for iron ore, and they get so excited when they find it, they have an ore chasm.
Oh, my.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you.
That was funny.
By the way, I do want to mention that I purchased a new streaming thing at one of the big box stores the other day, and I went home and I plugged it in. It was nothing but racist hate speech, and I realized I'd bought...
Louis Farrakhan?
Yes, thank you. Who Louis Farrakhan? Yeah, oh, my goodness, I'm losing my mind.
I watch the same show.
Farrakhan? All right, it's time for me to resign. Retire and resign. Whatever. Miller, people starting to trickle in yet for your speech? Are they starting to show up?
No, but I'm getting ready to trickle out, I think. This is the last thing that I'll mention. There are 100 different ghost towns and mines within Death Valley, and that is actually something that I have never done. I have never visited a ghost town, and it is on my list. If not this year, certainly next year. I want to go and see some of these things, because I'm fascinated. So these people, and I assume most people kind of know why they become ghost towns. Most of these are when people were rushing out west during the gold rush, and they would build these communities or for different reasons, and the resources like dried up, whether they were looking for oil or whatever they were looking for. And then they're just gone. Like, they leave everything. And so some of these ghost towns, depending on where you go, it's very strange. Like, people, they just all of a sudden, all together, just left. left everything intact. I mean, everything in the, you know, in the cupboards, and I mean everything, just left it there and just ditched town.
I think it was in Colorado. We were on vacation, and it started with a J, like Jericho or something. And you're exactly right. It was a mining town or something. And it's the creepiest, weird. And what they had done is they actually placed mannequins in there. So you'd sort of see, like, well, until everybody just took off and left, there was a guy sitting here at a table. There was a woman over here behind the counter. It was weird.
But it's weird that, like, just like you said, like, everybody all at one time decided to get up and leave at the exact same time. Like, that's just, it's very strange. So I want to check that out. So there's your Death Valley update. It's 62 balmy degrees right now there in Death Valley. So I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Great man.
Bill, have a great speech, sign a lot of books, and hopefully he'll be back. He didn't have an excuse to not be in the studio tomorrow, does he? I mean,
he does.
Yeah, he's got another speaking engagement.
He's got a speaking engagement, but I don't know
what time. I think this one is at 7?
Yeah, it's 7 p.m. 7 or 7:30. In Chesterfield or something.
Oh, Baldwin. If he has any work ethic like we do, he needs to pay more attention to us and our work ethic. You know, if he watched us more, he wouldn't slack like that. Okay, where to even...
Right.
Root canal, that's all you have to say. Limey's here after he had a root canal. Yeah,
thank you. That's work ethic. That's the definite... Yeah. If you look up work... They ought to change the dictionary. If you look up work ethic, a picture of Limey in the chair at Ballast Dental Care, and then another picture of him walking into 590 The Fan of Kirkwood. That's work ethic, buddy. That's work ethic. So the igloo joke today, you will not hear it again until next year. When we think it's about as cold as it's going to be. Now, check this out. Our kids, even though we had a standing order at Christmas, no gifts, so there was no exchanging gifts. We didn't get them anything. They didn't get us anything. The exception was my mother-in-law and my grandson. But my daughter and my two sons, they busted the rule, and they got us one of these Echo things, where Alexa do this, Alexa do that. And I've got a minimal Wi-Fi with a satellite dish, but it works okay. If you say, Alexa, play Elton John, she'll start playing a bunch of Elton John music. Get this deal. What is today? Today is Wednesday. On Monday, I ordered something from Amazon, and it wasn't, it was one small package, and it was a bottle of some supplements that I'm going to try, and so I opted for $3 extra for next day delivery, which still amazes me that they can afford to send a $20 anything to somebody overnight and make any money, but they did. Now, it didn't come earlier in the day because I kind of went and looked at the front door. And on my computer, you know how Amazon will send you your item has been shipped. And it'll kind of tell you an update. It's on the way. And at the bottom of it, it said, ask Alexa where your package is. And I thought, wait a second. So I go to this thing. I'm not making this up. And I said, Alexa, where's my package? And she said,
in your pants.
I was going to do that.
Alexa's voice got a lot deeper.
Yeah.
Are you finished now learning my story?
Yeah.
Okay. I said, Alexa, where's my package? And she says, your package has been delivered. I went to the front door, and there it was. Now, how does that how in the world does that Amazon order and shipment get tied in to Alexa? This is where I thought, okay, I have no idea anymore how these geniuses have created all of this intertwined whatever. That one really blew me away.
Well,
Alexa, where's my... And folks, anybody who has Alexa, if you order, try it. Order something on it, especially if you get a notice on your phone or computer goes, hey, your package has been shipped. If it says, ask Alexa, go do it. You'll say, Alexa, where's my package? She'll say, it should be there tomorrow. Or in my case, she said, it's been delivered, and it was at the door.
Now I didn't even hear the person come to the door.
I got kind of a dumb question because I'm not actually sure, but what company actually owns Alexa and the Echo? Is it Google or is it Amazon?
It's Amazon.
Okay, so it's Amazon thing, and you ordered your supplements off of Amazon, right?
So I see that tie-in, but how do they make the... You know what I'm saying?
How do they connect the dots?
Who feeds the information to Alexa? Wow, that one really blew me. I was impressed. That blew me away. But it's impressive, but it's also kind of scary because I'm still not convinced that they can't listen in. You know, like baby monitors or something.
Have you asked it yet if the CIA is listening?
Well, they're not going to tell you the truth.
Well, no, but there are videos of this of people asking it and. It just is like, you know,
I'm not gonna do this. But if somebody had Alexa and they were talking to whoever's in the room with you and say, yeah, next chance I get, I'm gonna try to kill and I'm not gonna say the chief of our country. But if you said, I can't wait to put my plan in action to assassinate, I just wonder if you did that, if within an hour. Secret Service, you know. I'm not going to test it, but I'm not convinced somebody can't listen if they want to. Oh, my goodness. If you, folks, if you get a chance, just Google workout regimen and diet of Tom Brady. This guy, some people deserve success. I know Dan doesn't like him. I know about the couple of cheating things, but I learned a long time ago that the really, really successful people, and one of the reasons I'm not real successful is I'm lazy. The real successful people work really hard, and they work day after day, and it's long hours. In his case, it's discipline about what he eats and his workout. With a Beyonce or somebody, it's thousands of hours of choreography and singing and lessons and rehearsal. It just doesn't fall in their laps. And whether you like some of this stuff or not, or what people do, the really, really successful people put a lot of time, I mean, most of their lives, into what they do. And I've never been willing to do that. I'm too stinking lazy. I don't work out. I don't eat right. I don't work as hard as I should on a radio show, and never had, or I would have been far more successful. So I just got to hand it to people like Tom Brady, because in a way, there's a reason that it was. He 40 or 41?
He's 41. And I don't see him retiring.
No, he says he's not. He says he's not going to retire after this. If they win the Super Bowl, he's not. I think he said 45. He's going to try to go to 45. But when you see what he eats and what he does, the guy drinks 20 glasses of water a day. 20! And then they've got electrolytes in it. He eats all this stuff. Some of the stuff, I didn't even know the names. I didn't know what they were. I didn't even recognize it. But you know what? Sometimes people deserve what they get because they work really hard for it. I got to get to the Joker. Mike Evans is going to be mad. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, listen up, because you won't hear it for a year. This is the story of some Eskimo buddies, and they're sitting around talking about their igloos. And who has the coldest igloo? And one of the Eskimos says, well, I'll tell you something. He says, my igloo is so cold that urine freezes in midair. He says, come on over and I'll show you. So they follow him over to his igloo, and he unzips his pants. And he proceeds to urinate. Before the pee can hit the ground, it freezes in a golden arc from his wiener to the ground, just a solid pee-sickle. Didn't even make it to the ground. He has to break the pee-sickle off the end of his wiener, and he looks at his buddies and goes, that's a cold igloo, buddy, frozen pee. And another one of the Eskimos says, that's not cold. I'll tell you what a cold igloo is. Cold igloo is when boiling water freezes before it can be poured on the ground. Come on, come over to my igloo, I'll show you. So they follow him over to his igloo. He walks in, and over on a hot plate is a coffee pot with just boiling water in it. I mean, it's actually boiling. He picks it up by the handle, holds it over his head and turns it upside down. Of course, they gasp. But before it can touch the top of his head, it freezes in a thick, solid ice pool of water that was boiling 1 second before. He said, "That, gentlemen, is a cold igloo. When boiling water freezes before it can fall even a foot." And the other Eskimo says, no, that's not. You want to know what a cold igloo is? Cold igloo is an igloo where sound freezes. And they go, "What are you talking about?" He goes, "Come on over to my igloo." So they walk over. He walks in and pulls the cover back on the bed. And on the sheet is a big brown stain. He walks over and gets a box of kitchen matches, those wooden kitchen matches, long ones. And he goes over to the brown stain on the sheet. He strikes the match, and then he holds the flame down by the brown stain and cups his hand around it. And after about 10 seconds, they hear...
All right, let's see how traffic looks. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by P3 Portable Protein Packs, the more interesting way to get your protein. You have an accident westbound 44 past Arsenal. Expect slow going westbound 64 Van Deventer most of the way out to 141. Stop and go southbound 270 Olive all the way down to 55. Westbound 70 jams between Lindbergh and the Blanchett Bridge. There's an accident reported southbound 170 before 64. A crash Olive east of 141 and a traffic incident northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway. Don't want to spoil dinner but just really needing a snack? Don't fret. There's P3 Portable Protein Pack. It's a high-protein combination of meat, cheese, and nuts. What more do you need in a snack? Grab the more interesting way to get your protein with P3. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned, hot, clarified butter. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week and serving only USDA prime beef. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Kevin and Dave here from Mentality here in St. Louis.
Dave, is low T treatment covered by insurance?
It absolutely can be. If it's recommended by a doctor and you follow the proper guidelines, then insurance covers it.
What I love about testosterone treatment being covered by insurance in our St. Louis Mentality office, it puts the cost of treatment in reach for any guy.
Yeah, most of our guys are blue collar guys, swinging a hammer, police officers, different things like that. It makes it affordable for every man that needs it.
To find out more in our St. Louis clinics, go to lowtusa.com.
All right, we are just a moment away from connecting with Mike Evans, but because of this weather, I just think it's important that we go now directly and live to special meteorologist on retainer with 590 The Fan. Ladies and gentlemen, here's meteorologist Frankie McDonald.
This is Frankie McDonald, my own TV station live in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Temperature's going to be below 0 degrees Fahrenheit in the state of Missouri. It's going to bring really cold temperatures, especially in St. Louis, Missouri, Seymour, Springfield, Jefferson City and Kansas City, Missouri. Make sure to have your extra blankets ready to keep you warm as well. Make sure to have extra blankets when you go to sleep in the state of Missouri, because it's going to be extremely cold in the state of Missouri, including St. Louis, Kansas City, Jefferson City, Springfield, and Seymour, Missouri as well. Don't walk too far.
All right, thanks, Frankie. That's Good information. I hope you paid close attention to that. Frankie McDonald, meteorologist for 590 The Fan. We're headed down to Dallas, Texas, where I don't know the temperature, but I guarantee you it's not as cold as St. Louis. Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. Same great proprietors own both of them. They're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. A couple things you need to know. You need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. You also need to know that gift cards are always a good idea, and I can't think of a single human being who wouldn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market, whether it's for a birthday, an anniversary, a job promotion, a divorce, whatever. Gift cards from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, from Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. What's the temperature in Dallas, Homer?
46.
Woohoo!
Wow.
Pretty cold.
Hot.
Little wind blowing, too, homie. Wind chill down about 40.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. I'm not going to complain because I'm the manly man. You know that. Huh?
Yes, you are.
Pop quiz this week, celebrities who hate other celebrities today. Who hates Taylor Swift? Ooh. Is it Emma Stone, Jake Gyllenhaal, David Copperfield, or Jared Leto? Answer in a minute. Love Nugget, it is true. If and when Caitlyn Jenner marries her girlfriend, she has already asked Kanye West to be her best man and walk her down the aisle. Kanye's agreed. That is a beautiful thing right there, homie.
That's true love, buddy.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. Many stars have threatened to move out of the United States. Well, Liam Hemsworth and Miley Cyrus are doing exactly that. They have purchased a mansion just outside Melbourne, Australia, say that they plan to raise their children there rather than the United States.
Go Brittany, now. Go.
Brittany Spears has already been frail, has been frail, and her father's failing health has made her even more that so. She has now under doctor's care 24/7, just like her dad. I have hinted, but now court papers strongly suggest Lisa Marie Presley, Keogh, Jackson, Case, Lockwood, maybe the biggest drug addict in Hollywood history. For years, the last decade, cocaine, pills, and heroin. Old, shocking, and new news together. Earlier today, the Los Angeles Police Department asked the judge to overrule Robert Wagner's refusal to allow them to dig up Natalie Wood's body for a new autopsy. Police say they believe it could prove that Natalie was murdered.
Ooh.
The thing doesn't go away. It's cold all over the country, like it is there in St. Louis, so I thought I would, today, tell you the top five beaches in America that you probably wish that you were at.
You did this yesterday.
Did I really?
Yeah, we did beaches.
It's kind of sad because I want to talk about the beaches again. I was going to go into deeper detail about Waimanalo Bay Beach, but that's fine. Let's talk Super Bowl. Want to talk Super Bowl stuff?
Yeah, but yesterday you did not include that beach, the Panama City, Destin, Pensacola. You didn't include that beach, and I wonder why. Have you been down there?
To Sanibel Island?
Well, no, especially the Panhandle, especially Panama City, Destin.
In fact, Sanibel Island is down by Fort Myers. I've been there. I didn't pick these out. This was done by a survey, a national survey.
Well, I think they screwed up.
I don't think the beaches down in Destin are all that great.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no, Mike. Let me tell you, my wife was a travel agent for 16 years, and she's been all over the world. She, honest to goodness, she says that beach down at Panama City rivals any beach anywhere in the world, the Caribbean. And I've been down there 5 or 6 times. I think whoever did that, I think they messed up there. I really do. That's a beautiful, long stretch of just white sand, beautiful, pristine beach. So I take issue with whoever put that together. That's all. But yeah, let's talk Super Bowl. Let's talk Super Bowl.
Talk Super Bowl. We're talking about Super Bowl, huh? Well, the game this Sunday is indoors in Atlanta. That doesn't mean that it won't be frozen and horrible outside and not good for the fans. The two coldest Super Bowls that I've covered were both inside. The 2000 Rams beat Tennessee. That game was also played in Atlanta. I got there Tuesday before the Super Bowl. Tuesday through Saturday, it was the worst ice storm in Atlanta history. 50% of the city, including hotels, lost power.
I didn't remember
then in
that.
2011, we covered the Cowboy Stadium Super Bowl here in Dallas. Packers beat the Steelers. And 3 days before the game, an ice storm hit Dallas. Huge hunks of ice falling from the stadium nearly killed a couple of people. Didn't affect the players, but it certainly did the fans. So it doesn't really mean a whole lot. I have a word of wisdom that I want to share with everybody today.
Well, hang on. I'm ready. You guys ready for the wisdom?
Oh, heck yeah.
Y'all ready?
We're all ready.
Y'all,
yeah.
All right. Take a firm grip of your steering wheel, folks, especially if you're driving in the snow. So I tell you my word of wisdom, the Mike Evans word of wisdom. Don't do something permanently stupid because you are temporarily upset. That's the kind of man I am. No, really, that's the kind of man I am. I thought you'd appreciate that.
You do.
How much time do I have? I have some time?
You have a full 2.5 minutes.
How about 2020 will mark the 100th anniversary of women getting the vote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in December, Democrats, bigwigs, want to nominate a woman president and sort of use that as a springboard to really make their point.
You did that story yesterday, too. Mm-hmm. You did that yesterday, too. I'm sad to say that you're experiencing the same old age problem I am, losing your memory. And thank goodness I'm not the only one. I do this all the time.
You make me feel like maybe I'm losing my mind or something.
Well, you are, and I am too, and that's what happens when you get older. You just start forgetting things, so it's okay.
Well, you
man.
See,
you're in good company.
I'm on a bunch of morning shows, and you're my only afternoon show, and I kind of mix and match when I talk to you, so sometimes that happens.
Well, here's what's sadder: I'm on one show in one place, and I still do it. So I don't have an excuse.
Did we talk about Brad Pitt in Springfield?
Yes.
Yep, and his brother Doug.
Mm-hmm.
Did we talk about the two different people that are going to watch the games, although they're doing it for different reasons? One hates the Rams. Did we do that?
Yep.
Yeah, this is sad.
We did?
Remember that one.
Did we lie to me? Did he talk
I'm pretty
about
sure,
that?
Yeah. He said that there were people who wanted to see the Rams fail and wanted to see...
wanted to see the Rams because they're underdogs. They like underdogs. And the other people say they wouldn't usually watch a game, but they hate the Patriots so much because all they do is win that they were pulling for them.
Oh, okay, because yesterday I said a lot of people here don't want the Rams to win because we can't stand Kroenke, the owner. So, yeah, you did
mention that. God almighty.
I know. This is sad. To young people out there everywhere, listen, I want you to listen very closely to what's happening here. What you're listening to, Mr. Evans, Mr. Evans and I are trying to show you the light about what's coming down the road for you in the future. This will happen to you. It will. You're sitting there going, oh, those old guys don't even remember what they did yesterday. Well, your time's coming. Your time is coming.
It's like your conjoined twins sharing one brain tumor.
Oh, by the way, we talk so much, we don't even have... We have 15 seconds. Oh, my goodness, what happened?
I don't know, but Jared Leto does not like Taylor because Taylor said something about his movie, The Outsider. She didn't like it, so now he doesn't like her, that sort of thing.
All right, 3 seconds, go.
I promise, nothing over... I won't double anything tomorrow. All new stuff.
Okay, all right, got it. Thank you. I'm going to talk over the singing because I want to say this, especially with this weather. Look, thank a police officer, a firefighter, EMT, paramedic, first responders, every chance you get. And if you can, and you can just crack the window of the car long enough to put your head, thank the Ameren people, thank all these people, the anybody that has to get out in this kind of mess and work outside, just say thank you for what you do. We'll add those to the list today too. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 and the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 59thefan.com St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. The polar vortex is being blamed for 8 deaths today. The high in Chicago right now is 11 below zero. Many cities in the Midwest will likely see record low temperatures, and authorities are urging residents to stay indoors. Officials are urging drivers in the Northeast U.S. to slow down after 3 crashes that involved more than 70 cars. 2 of the pileups were in Pennsylvania. One on Route 222 near Reading sent 9 people to the hospital. Another was on Interstate 78 in eastern Pennsylvania. A New York State trooper was among the injured in a 21-vehicle collision on Interstate 90 about 35 miles east of Buffalo. Lawyers are making their final arguments to the jury in the case of drug lord El Chapo. The prosecution made its case today that Joaquin Guzman is guilty of drug trafficking and money laundering. The defense attorneys get to make their case tomorrow. The White House says President